working with Basie and Quincy being part of the whole situation. What I remember about it is that it was probably the most exciting engagement I have ever done in my life since I've been performing. The Basie Orchestra, as you probably know, was like a juggernaut. When it came at you, after the downbeat and the orchestra started to play, you knew that you had to be part of that or you got lost. Basie, of course, really never conducted the orchestra. He sat at the piano, and if you've ever seen him work, he'd never use more than three or four keys out of the entire keyboard. He just made wonderful little sounds with the piano. And we'd tease him about it, and everybody kidded him about it. But Quincy, in those days, was the conductor. He took care of keeping the orchestra together and see that it didn't get out of hand too fast or too slow. When we did things that were really jumping kind of things, I tried to stay in the realm of what the orchestra was playing. I hung back just a little bit, in a sense. I guess that's the way to say it.